Now tell me, you said you used mealies on the farm.
Yeah, and another thing, we used to make our fertilizer.
Really? How did you make
My it? Dad, he would clean out his lot, cow lots and pens, and he'd have a stack as high as his house of that cow fertilizer and dirt in it and cottonseed meal in it. I'd take him the apron and drop that stuff a many times. Before it was it'd have just stayed stacked up, you know, and could make it'd be hot when you'd have to put it out there.
Oh yes.
Go through heat, you know.
I bet it was hot.
And we'd make cotton and corn.
Ooh. Well, now tell me, when you used the mules, how did you use them? How many did you use at a time?
They'd plow on, if there was three of them plowing. We had three mules, and there was three boys, and they had a mule apiece to plow.
Well, what did you call two of them together?
A double. They're pulling double, you see. They'd have a big plow, one of these big old olive plows. And so... They wanted for a plow, it would be a single shaft, they call it.
Now,
and they had one swing a tree, you know, to hook their chain to them, if it was a chain.
So that would
pull that swing, a tree pull that plow.
Well, what do you call a little cow when it's first born?
Okay.
And do you call the female and the male something different?
No, we just called them a cow.
Did you have the female calf? You didn't have a separate name for from the male calf?
No, only nothing but a little girl calf. We could tell the little girls from here.
Well, if a cow, like if your cow is named Daisy or something,
mm-hmm.
You might say if Daisy is expecting a calf, you say Daisy is going to
have a calf.
And what'd you call the male horse?
We didn't have a male horse. We just had mules. What we call female mules.
Well, would you have a name for a male horse?
Well, some they did. They used people that had them did. They called them. I don't remember what they called them because I didn't ever be around none of them. But the people that had their mules and girls, and they named them Queen, Daisy, or something like that.
What about the female horse? What would you call a female horse?
We call him Doc sometimes. You know, just a short Doc.
For the female horse?
Yeah.
What would you just call any female horse?
I reckon a stud horse is what I'd call him. I don't know.
What about would you ever call a mare?
A mare would be a she-mew.
Be a she-mew?
Yeah.
And a he, what about a...
Well, the he knew, they'd always call them Doc or something on the line of a boy, you know, that's for a boy.
And did you ever get on the horses and...
No, I didn't ride the horses because Daddy wouldn't let us girls ride the mules and horses.
Well, if you did, you'd say...
I'd put on a saddle and get to learn to sit in a saddle.
So would you say, yesterday I what every morning?
I went riding a horse, when riding a mule. I'd say I rode the horse or I rode the mule.
Well, did you ever do that? You never rode?
No, we didn't do that because we had other things to do when we weren't in the field or fooling around them that way. We just drove them to the wagon.
Well, was it because he was scared you might
fall out? No, he wasn't scared of that because they knew we weren't going to fall out. We was going to set... And old mules was gentle. Daddy had broke them and raised them.
Well, did you ever go to bed at night and wake up in the morning on the floor?
No, I don't think I did. I was too easy woken. If Mama wanted to move us, she'd come and call us, and we got up.
Well, what about this?
Falling off of the bed? No, I don't remember.